This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News, This Morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Very far from recession. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, Wednesday, August 21st. Thanks for being with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
The White House is still exploring options to help the economy with a new idea floated yesterday, even as President Trump downplays signs of a possible slowdown.
The president seems to be scaling back his enthusiasm for background checks for gun purchases.
Some presidential candidates are moving away from support for a Medicare for All health insurance plan. Hear the reasons why.
You want to capture the glory years of your free time during the school day? Check out all the places around the country marketing adult recess.
There's adult recesses all over the country. I live in San Francisco, and there's a place called Play Recess, and it's where basically grown-ups get together and they play kickball, dodgeball, tetherball, twister, all this fun stuff that we did when we were kids.
Wall Street Journal reporter Jim Carlton on opportunities for adult play separate from things like beer softball leagues. He's here in about 20 minutes. President Trump said he is considering measures to juice the economy, although he's playing down warning signs of a possible slowdown. He says, quote, "We're very far from a recession." One idea is a possible reduction in capital gains taxes. Mr. Trump said his administration was exploring lowering capital gains taxes by indexing gains to inflation, which he suggested he could do through regulatory action rather than through Congress. Such a move would likely face immediate court challenges.
I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate because it's just a word that certain people in the media are trying to build up because they'd love to see a recession.
Democrats in Congress have shown little support for further tax cuts. The president yesterday also reiterated his call for the Fed to lower interest rates by at least a percentage point, something that would typically be considered only when the U.S. economy is severely struggling. President Trump seems to be backing further away from calls for stricter background checks for gun purchasers. After initially pushing for what he called more meaningful background checks after mass shootings in Texas and Ohio this month, the president has yielded to pressure from the National Rifle Association, conservatives, and some political advisors. Democrats have accused him of siding with the gun lobby against the safety of the American people.
The Democrats would, I think they'd give up the Second Amendment. And the people that, a lot of the people that put me where I am are strong believers in the Second Amendment, and I am also.
From the campaign trail, Democrat presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg.
There is now a second school shooting generation. Shame on us if we allow there to be a third.
Many private transactions are exempt from background checks. The Wall Street Journal, by the way, has a story that says while you can't sell guns on Facebook Marketplace, sellers instead simply list gun cases at inflated prices. That's code for guns. Details are then arranged through private messages. Well, if you're ready to wheel and deal, or not ready to wheel and deal, it's possible that President Trump may not need to visit your country. The White House yesterday canceled the president's planned visit to Denmark after the prime minister said she would not entertain Mr. Trump's proposal to purchase Greenland. Details from this morning's Mike Gavin.
The White House said later the entire visit, which was scheduled for September 2nd and 3rd, which was to include dinner with the Queen of Denmark, had been canceled. The Wall Street Journal last week first reported Mr. Trump had discussed acquiring Greenland with varying degrees of seriousness. Greenland is an autonomous Danish territory. The Danish prime minister said any talk of acquiring Greenland was an absurd discussion, though she said a closer relationship with the U.S. was welcome. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. The president on Monday also seemed to make light of the issue, tweeting a picture of a towering gold building with his name on it, set in the Greenland landscape. He wrote, "I promise not to do this to Greenland." It's 11 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Glad you're with us. Welcome into Wednesday. The idea of Medicare for All, a unified government health program that would take over the basic function of private insurance, became a liberal litmus test at the outset of the presidential campaign, distinguishing Democratic contenders who cast themselves as bold visionaries from more moderate pragmatists. But in recent months, several of the Democratic hopefuls, including California Senator Kamala Harris, have shifted their positions or their tone, moderating full-throated endorsement of Medicare for All and adopting ideas for allowing private insurance in some form. It's a story by Chelsea Jane, reporter at The Washington Post. Chelsea, what are you hearing?
You know, I think starting with what we saw from Senator Harris in terms of rolling out a health care plan that, you know, did allow room for private insurance after she had advocated for the Bernie Sanders model of Medicare for All for so long, you know, we're just seeing candidates. You know, she's kind of one extreme in terms of rolling out a new plan, but just be a little careful with Medicare for All. You know, people that maybe have touted it kind of full-throatedly in the past are sort of pulling back and saying, you know, well, we'll see what's the best way to get there, or maybe a public option's the right move, or in Harris's case, you know, a Medicare Advantage type system. So just by and large, we're seeing a lot of candidates, you know, tread carefully, and I think that's because they're hearing what we hear on the campaign trail from voters, which is, you know, we don't want you to totally, you know, upheave the system and take away the employer-based care that's good or the labor benefits that we've negotiated.
All right, so are they bowing to some of the polling in addition to what they're hearing face-to-face from some of these voters?
It's hard to say, you know, what exactly the motivation is. I would imagine, just kind of understanding these campaigns' approach to polls, that maybe it's more kind of voter, you know, pressure and also sort of the pressure of some of their opponents. You know, I think for Bernie Sanders, this is probably a good thing. It sort of plays into his brand as everyone backs off, that he can say, I'm the authentic one. You know, I wrote the damn bill, as he said, and you know, I'm sticking with it. But, you know, it's interesting. I think that there's a lot of people just trying to separate themselves and also position themselves smartly for a general election in which, you know, people are afraid of Medicare for All. People are afraid that it means taking away what they have and aren't sure what will be replacing it. So, you know, I think a lot of these people are looking ahead and saying, you know what, let me back off a little bit and put my, you know, not box myself in ahead of a general election that could very well come down to healthcare and, you know, in particular, who's kind of providing a plan that gets everyone covered in the quickest way possible.
You referenced in your story in chatting with Senator Kamala Harris that she knew that she was going to be labeled as a waffler as she adjusted her position here. And she sort of, you know, kind of readily admitted she never really spoke about it with, you know, kind of all that much authority or something like that.
Right. Yeah, it was interesting. You know, she's not one to sort of back down. We're used to seeing her in these interrogations, you know, on the Senate Judiciary Committee, sort of very forceful and unequivocal. And I think, you know, hearing her confirm what we had sort of suspected, which is that she was a little bit iffy on the total kind of abolition of private insurance, was really interesting and I think telling, and it's sort of up to everyone to decide whether they think, as she argues, that, you know, she was listening to voters and you know, heard their concerns and wanted to get the right plan, or if it's sort of a political maneuver or a little bit of both. But whatever it is, it puts her in a different position than Bernie Sanders, than Elizabeth Warren, than Joe Biden, more to the center. So, you know, whatever discomfort she was feeling, she's now channeled it into a plan that she can call her own and sort of stake out a position between the moderates and the far left candidates, which could play to her benefit when the field starts to get whittled down.
We're speaking with Chelsea Jane, campaign reporter at The Washington Post. Her story is called Democrats Back Off once fervent embrace of Medicare for All. You referenced to Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey. What's he saying now?
No, he like Senator Gillibrand and others, have just been very careful not to get boxed in. You know, the message is sort of, we need health care. You know, we need to get more people insured, but we don't necessarily need to take things away from people to get there. So I think in his case, and many others, it's sort of more just positioning yourself where you're able to be agile on this issue and say, you know, if the public option's the right move, let's do that. If there's something that's more effective, let's do that. But, you know, the main problem is we need to get health care, and let's not, you know, lose sight of that, particularly when the Republicans are, you know, trying to repeal aspects of the Affordable Care Act and, you know, really take away health care. I think, you know, some of these candidates like Booker are saying, you know, we want to give it to you, and we're going to find the right way to do that, but are also trying not to box themselves in.
Yeah. How about Joe Biden or like a Pete Buttigieg? Where are they on this?
You know, Biden has been pretty clear that he wants to create a public option. Senator Harris criticized him in the debate because, you know, she says his plan won't cover as many people as hers. And the difference there being that, you know, her plan is not a public option. It enrolls people at birth, and his plan allows people to buy in if they want. And so there's a substantial difference there. But he and Buttigieg have sort of said, you know what, let's not blow it up.
Thanks, Chelsea. Chelsea Jane, reporter at The Washington Post. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
According to President Trump, is acknowledging his aggressive China trade policies may mean economic pain for consumers, but insists they're needed for more important long-term benefits. He contends he does not fear a recession, but is nonetheless considering new tax cuts to promote growth. Asked if his trade war with China could tip the country into recession, Trump brushed off the idea as irrelevant.
It should have been done by previous presidents, but I took it on, and I'm happy to do it because it had to be done. And the smart people say, thank you very much. And the dumb people have no idea. And then you have the political people, and they go with the wind.
Trump says an economy boom is possible if the Federal Reserve would slash its benchmark interest rate. But he also says he's considering a temporary payroll tax cut after the White House denied that such a move was a possibility a few days ago. Jewish American organizations are denouncing President Trump's remark that Jewish Americans who vote for Democrats show either a total lack of knowledge or a great disloyalty. Trump made the comment to reporters yesterday as he renewed his criticism of two House Democrats who are Muslim women and critics of Israel's treatment of Palestinians. The executive director of the Jewish Democratic Council of America says Trump was repeating an anti-Semitic trope. Disgraced Cardinal George Pell today lost his appeal against child sex abuse convictions, prompting relief from victims who fought to bring one of the Catholic Church's most powerful men to justice. A former Vatican treasurer, Pell had been trying to overturn the verdicts and six-year sentence for sexually assaulting two 13-year-old choir boys at a Melbourne cathedral in the 90s. The high-profile case pitted the 78-year-old who previously helped elect popes against a former choir boy now in his 30s. If you're flying somewhere over the long Labor Day weekend, don't expect many empty seats. Airlines expect record crowds in the skies, continuing a rise in travel that has boosted their profits all year. Airlines for America says 17.5 million passengers will fly on U.S. carriers between August 28th and September 3rd. That would be 2.5 million passengers a day and a 4% increase over the same week last year. The busiest travel day expected to be Friday, August 30th.
And again, Labor Day is just not a flying holiday to me.
I know.
It's weird, though.
People should be in school and stuff. Right. Or getting ready for school, whatever.
The numbers are big. Thanks, Jen. 22 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Adults are reliving their playground memories, the good ones and the bad ones, at what's become known as adult recess. Wall Street Journal reporter Jim Carlton has been sampling what some cities and organizations have been doing around the country. Jim, how popular is this?
You know, it's just crazy, Gordon. I was just reading the Seattle Times the other day and noticed there was an ad for an adult recess. And I was thinking, oh my God, that can't be right. And so I put it into Google, and there's adult recesses all over the country. I live in San Francisco, and there's a place called Play Recess. And it's where basically grown-ups get together and they play kickball, dodgeball, tetherball, twister, all this fun stuff that we did when we were kids, and they do it for money. They actually pay to do it. So it's and they love doing it too.
This is happening everywhere. I mean, you found examples all over the country. Who's doing what?
Well, yeah, Greensboro, North Carolina. The city of Greensboro actually sponsored adult recess about a year ago, and it proved so popular they're doing it like every month now. And so they're they have Foursquare, the kickball. Hula hoops didn't work out so well. They I don't think I was ever good at hula hoops. I mean, there were some people who were struggling with hula hoops. That was not as good. But otherwise, they expected 500 people to show up on the first one. There's like 600, so it's like exceeded their wildest expectations.
Holy cow! Who has brought back dodgeball? I mean, so many schools have eliminated it in gym, and people are craving it. Who's anybody with the guts to bring it back?
Most of the adult recess programs I've heard about, there's another one in Seattle, most of them have brought back dodgeball, and they don't use the one concession they make to age is it's a softer ball, and so I think that's to maybe avoid lawsuits, et cetera. But, you know, they've brought back, you know, dodgeball, and it was like flashbacks to grade school. You know, there's like, you know, men and women, they were screaming, throwing the ball as hard as they could. They'd run. So it was awesome.
We're speaking with Jim Carlton, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. He's written a story entitled Adult Recess is Booming. I guess to a certain extent, there's no harm with everybody being outside running around a little bit, right? Or are these folks normally the active ones anyway that play in the, you know, the Sunday softball leagues or whatever?
Well, you know, it's funny, Gordon. I mean, I think a lot of these people are behind a desk all day. I mean, the ones I hung out with in San Francisco are like computer people, and they just like it's old school. They get out and they get to use their bodies, and you know afterwards they all go to the bar and they play, you know, beer pong and have fun. And you know, and one reason they do this besides exercise is it's a very easy way to meet people in a place like San Francisco or Seattle or New York, where there are a lot of transients. You join this like recess league, and you meet people that you don't have to be that athletic. You just have to want to have fun. You know, there are other leagues like soccer where it is more intense, but this is not intense. It's just all about fun, really. Okay.
And you referenced too a couple of cities in Indiana where the United Way is involved. I normally think of them. I don't know, maybe helping families in need or something. This seems to be like helping with like a, I don't know, like a adult, you know, entertainment, or not that phrase, but, you know, adult daycare or something.
Yeah, exactly. And they started that program in a couple of cities there, Kokomo and Tipton, Indiana, in central Indiana. And it was great. I mean, they started in the library program, and they had to expand it because it was so popular. But this, I mean, you can't really go to a place in the country that's not an adult recess now. And it's definitely a thing.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Carlton, Wall Street Journal reporter. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. This podcast is brought to you by ClearBank. ClearBank is changing the way entrepreneurs raise money with equity-free capital. The co-founders developed ClearBank after seeing how many companies were willing to part with precious equity in exchange for a bigger marketing budget. But ClearBank believes that founders shouldn't give up a piece of their company to fund marketing and inventory expenses. They make equity-free investments from $10,000 to $10 million and can get you a term sheet in less than 20 minutes. ClearBank charges a small flat fee for the capital, and you pay them back using revenue sharing. To be clear, this is not a loan. Plus, no credit checks and no financial covenants. So if you're doing over $10,000 a month in revenue, find out how you can receive ClearBank capital by getting your 20-minute term sheet at clearbank.com/Gordon. That's clearbank.com/Gordon. ClearBank. Stop pitching and get back to doing what you love, growing your business. clearbank.com/Gordon.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Glad you're with us. Welcome into Wednesday, August 21. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. The Trump administration floats the idea of capital gains taxes as a possible boost to the economy. The White House appears to backtrack on openness to background checks for gun buyers. New report says more Americans became 401k and IRA millionaires in the second quarter, a record now 196,000 people. McDonald's is launching a Pay It Forward campaign today that rewards people doing good in their communities. And where you can buy a used F-16 fighter jet. That story in about 20 minutes. It's time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. The businesses of the future are being built today, and Michigan is where they start. Learn more by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity. Good news for people expecting to travel by car for the unofficial end of summer Labor Day weekend. Gas prices will be at least steady, if not continuing a current trend of lower. More from Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service. Tom, what's the crystal ball say?
I think the crystal ball is, you know, pretty clear, which is to say that prices are going to drop by small amounts from now into the fall and perhaps through the end of the year. It's been a very, very quiet summer, which can be good in terms of tropical activity. We had Barry, and there's been nothing subsequent to Barry, so there's plenty of gasoline, there's plenty of crude oil, and people are seeing prices now that they haven't seen since, let's say, the first 21 days of the year.
Okay, so compared to last Labor Day, where are we?
We're cheaper. We're about 15 or 20 cents cheaper than last Labor Day, and I suspect that we'll probably remain on that trajectory. The one thing that people need to worry about is one of the reasons the market hasn't taken off to the upside is that people are worried about macroeconomic factors like global decay, global recession, other countries joining Germany and Argentina and some of the others in kind of recession. So that's the overarching reason why you don't have a lot of speculators buying crude.
Do we have a position right now where, say, the price of crude is comfortable for the manufacturers and yet comfortable for the consumers as well? Are we in an okay spot?
I would say it's comfortable for the consumers. It's never comfortable for the manufacturers because, you know, the fact of the matter is there's producers who can make money at $50 or $55 a barrel, but there's others who are leveraged to high heaven and have to pay so much in debt service that they're not very comfortable at those numbers. So I think most producers are probably a little bit disappointed with the prices these days. And, you know, there's a suggestion that they may move a little bit higher. But 2020 is going to see more production. And, you know, if you believe in due, we're overdue for a recession sometime in 2020 or 2021.
We're speaking with Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service, talking about gasoline prices for Labor Day travel. What effect, if any, does the trade dispute between the U.S. and China have on the price of crude and or gas?
Well, the biggest drop in the last 5 years for the price of crude oil came on a day where the president tweeted about tariffs coming back for China. So that has a big, big impact on the price of crude. It tends to send crude oil prices lower. It tends to send gold prices much higher. Right now, we're probably seeing global demand outpace supply by, you know, a few hundred thousand barrels a day. But that'll change as we get into the winter. So these are comfortable prices for crude oil for consumers, for some producers, probably not so much, particularly when you get offshore.
As Americans, are we using less and less gasoline each year?
You know, we're using about the same amount that we used in the last three driving seasons. The trend is going to be lower, though. I mean, there's some stories today that suggest that a couple of other auto companies are going to join with, you know, the gang of four auto companies who suggested that the California standard should be tougher than the rest of the country and that the corporate average fuel economy standards that President Obama recommended should stick. So that would basically ratchet down fossil fuel demand in this country. But that's going to be a big battle that rages in Congress and in the State House of California and in Washington for the rest of the year.
How about usage in other places like China?
China's certainly the growth curve has slowed down appreciably. You know, I mean, one statistic that I like to look at is that we've added about 1 billion people to the world since the 2009 Great Recession. We've added added about $1.5 billion people to the middle class, which is, you know, one way of saying that an awful lot of people in China, Asia, emerging countries are now part of the middle class where they use fuel for transportation. So, you know, that's been the big factor that's pushed oil demand up globally to about 100 or 101 million barrels a day. If the rest of the world, the emerging economies, catch cold, you know, we're going to sneeze. So that's just the truth of 2019.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at Oil Price Information Service. Reminder, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well, at Gordon Deal. It's 20 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, football fans know how hard it is to find a reliable place kicker in the NFL. Chicago Bears fans were definitely looking in your direction, but now it's become clear that teams just might not be looking for kickers in the right places. This after soccer star Carly Lloyd went to a joint practice between the Eagles and Ravens yesterday and decided to try a couple kicks. She didn't disappoint. The Eagles posted video of two of the kicks on Twitter, a 32-yarder and a 55-yarder, and Lloyd nailed both of them seemingly with ease. The two-time World Cup champion said she got some pointers from both the Ravens and Eagles kickers beforehand. The New Jersey native and Eagles fan said she's looking forward to the season and added, "Fly, Eagles, fly."
Oh, yes. The favorite yes. NFL chants.
Yes, yes. I was a big fan of hers until she dropped that in at the end. Mm. Now yeah. You know, now not so much. We're going to have to talk. Of course, she's a South Jersey native, so, you know, that makes total sense, unfortunately.
Leg strength is impressive, by the way.
I mean, even the 55-yarder, I mean, she cleared nothing. That with some serious distance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this there's going to be a team that's going to think about this during the NFL season.
She's
for
what,
sure.
5'7", maybe 130?
Yeah.
Roughly? Right. So she's
bigger than most NFL kickers.
I was going to say, considerably smaller than the average NFL guy.
Yes.
But that's timing and technique.
Yeah.
Not always about, you know, yeah. pure power or size.
It's not a question of if, I think it's a question of when, at this point that we have a woman, probably soccer player, comes in and kicks field goals in the NFL.
Kicking purists
yeah.
will say, well, she took like a 5-step run-up.
Yes.
Which you don't do in the NFL.
Right.
Well, but I will also say, yeah. run-ups are overrated.
Right.
It's all about
right,
timing
exactly.
and like how fast can you swing your leg through yeah. the kicking zone. That's
yeah.
it.
And again, she didn't look like she put in a ton of effort.
Yeah, true.
For sure. She's got a few more yards in her, I think. And stop me if you've heard this one before. Someone tries to get rid of a pest by using extreme and dangerous measures, then sets their house on fire. Well, if you've been listening to this show for a while, you might think it's a repeat. A Massachusetts man sparked a fire on his family's home's roof last week as he was trying to get rid of a pesky hornet's nest with a Roman candle. According to local news reports, Dave Schmida first tried using Raid to get rid of the nest, but that didn't work, so he took things up a notch and started shooting a Roman candle in the direction of the nest, which was nestled under one of his gutters. He first shot three shots, but missed those, but the fourth hit its target, and the hornet's nest went up in flames. His brother posted video of the extreme pest control attempt, and it's since gone viral. Dave then went upstairs and put the fire out with a fire extinguisher, but not before the roof suffered some damage and a small hole was created in the side of his house.
Mm. So here's the brother. Hey, Dave, mind yeah. if I post this video of you yeah. lighting your house on fire online?
Right.
Yeah. Here's my general thought process. If Raid doesn't work,
yeah,
it's time to call a professional.
You would hope.
That's it. That is all. There is no more. Don't bring out your axe or your shovel or your blowtorch
or
whatever.
Flamethrower. No. Yeah. Not only the shooting of the Roman candle, but again, holding it in his hand
right.
and shooting it towards his own
yes.
roof.
Yes.
Lots of bad things going on. Right.
Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Every minute you spend updating your company's employee data and systems is a minute you don't spend on your core job. Thankfully, now there's Rippling. It's the first platform that combines all your HR and IT systems together. And when you combine HR and IT, magic happens. Imagine if you could hire someone and take care of all their HR needs, including payroll, health insurance, and 401k, all in as little as 90 seconds. Same goes for your IT. You can order their computer and create their accounts in all the apps you use, like Gmail, GitHub, and Slack, all in one unified onboarding flow. That's how easy Rippling makes running your business. It's also why Rippling won PC Mag's Editor's Choice Award and is the top-rated HR and IT software on G2 Crowd. Stop burning valuable time on admin work. Use Rippling, and your HR and IT will run like a well-oiled machine. If you're looking for an easier way to supercharge your employees, go to rippling.com/morning and get 20% off. That's rippling.com/morning for 20% off. Thanks for being with us. In case you needed more ammo in your talk with your kids about vaping, here's a powerful message. Vaping just once, even when it does not contain nicotine or THC, can damage a person's blood vessels. That's according to a small study published yesterday in the journal Radiology. NBC News says the new research adds to the growing body of evidence that there may be no harmless form of vaping. Felix Worley, a professor of radiologic science and biophysics at the University of Pennsylvania, said in a statement that vaping has a sudden and immediate effect on the body's vascular function. They recruited 31 healthy people. None had ever smoked. They took 16 puffs on an e-cigarette. After vaping, MRI scans showed that blood did not flow as much as before in critical leg arteries. Instead, they observed reduced blood flow and oxygen in the leg, an effect that lasted for about an hour. 8 minutes in front of the hour on this morning, Jennifer Koschenka is back with more of America's First News.
Former President Trump insists that the U.S. already has very, very strong background checks for gun purchases, and the latest sign that he is backing away from throwing his political support behind changes to the system that are opposed by the powerful gun lobby. Trump says a lot of the people that put me where I am are strong believers in the Second Amendment.
They call it the slippery slope. And all of a sudden, everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg says Trump's retreat is unacceptable.
That is why I've proposed an action plan that tackles everything from access to weapons of war to the political mobilization needed to outweigh the NRA that seems to have once again gotten our president by the throat and told him what to do.
A gradual rhetorical softening by Trump has taken place in the more than 2 weeks since gunmen opened fire in El Paso and Dayton. In the tragedy's wake, Trump said he was eager to implement very meaningful background checks. President Trump has postponed a planned visit to Denmark after Danish officials insisted its autonomous territory of Greenland is not for sale. He tweeted that he would postpone his scheduled September meeting for another time. During a Sunday visit to Greenland, Denmark's prime minister called Trump's idea absurd. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has announced he will resign because his right-wing coalition partner, the Anti-Immigration League Party, has decided to yank its support for the populist government. The fate of the government now rests in the hands of President Sergio Mattarella. Italian bond yields fell in the wake of Conte's announcement, which could lead to political uncertainty. Some of the 22 Texas cities that were targeted by a coordinated ransomware attack have recovered and are operating normally. Authorities believe all of the attacks originated from a single source. The state has not identified the affected cities or said whether any of the agencies have paid a ransom. The FBI and other federal agencies are involved in an investigation. Feeling a bit blue? Seek green. A new study from scientists at the University of Vermont found that a trip to a park boosts our happiness to a similar amount as Christmas Day. And the more trees and vegetation at the park, the bigger the mood-boosting effect. And looking at flowers was one of the key things that brought joy to park visitors.
Will you couple that with throwing your smartphone off a cliff? And I think you've got the perfect match for happiness in a park.
For some people.
Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Thanks for being with us. A company in Florida has an unusual item for sale, a 1980 F-16 fighter jet, specifically a Fighting Falcon. Jet Lease, based in Palm Beach, has listed the jet for $8.5 million. It's being sold alongside two other F-16 Vipers, according to the website The Drive, which is an automotive website that also covers defense topics. The Drive says it's not your average used fighter jet. The plane is fully functioning as a combat aircraft and not demilitarized. The Jet Lease website says the aircraft was acquired from the country of Jordan. The F-16 listed online has been enhanced with modern upgrades, including GPS-controlled weapons and night vision-compatible helmets. The aircraft can reach a maximum speed of nearly 1,600 miles an hour. That's New York to L.A. in less than 2 hours, although you'd have to refuel in Utah. Secondhand jets are marketed to defense contractors, air service providers that run tests for the Pentagon, and countries that are U.S. allies. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.